school year is almost upon us. And in many colleges and universities across North America, the school year is actually already over, or maybe has a week or less left. But for many high schoolers, you still have a couple of weeks, and some places even a month or 5 weeks of classes and exams. In today's fellowship, we would like to encourage you very strongly that you would seize every opportunity in the remaining time of this semester for the gospel. We hope that you would pray for your friends. Consider them. For the high school seniors, the group of friends that you have, the classmates that you have, you will not be seeing the majority of them after this semester is over. We do hope that you would consider this and go to the Lord and pray that the Lord might give you many opportunities in the gospel over the next few weeks. We realize that the end of the school year could be a very hectic time with exams and many activities and so on, but we hope that none of our young people would be carried away like the worldly people and preoccupied with so many things and not concerned about the souls of your friends. We do hope that you would not be more preoccupied with the prom than with someone's salvation. We hope that you would take this matter to the Lord and pray that still there might be one or two friends, or maybe even as many as four or five friends that you've had some burden for, you really desire, you really have hoped in the past that they would receive the Lord or at least hear something of the gospel, and yet time is running out and you've never been able to witness to them. Well, we do hope that you would pray about this, and at the very least, you would be equipped with some tracts to be able to hand them out to these ones that you have thought about, that you've already prayed for even. The word tells us in 2 Timothy that we should be ready in season and out of season. There is no better time for the gospel than right now. In John 4:35, the Lord told his disciples, "Do you not say that there are yet 4 months, and then the harvest comes? Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are already white for harvest." We hope that none of us would have this kind of attitude. Yes, in 4 months the harvest comes. When I start the new semester, when I make new friends, we hope that none of us would put the gospel off in this way. We hope that every one of us could lift up our eyes and look on the fields. Look around us. Look at your classmates. Look at the ones who sit next to you in your different classes. Pray for them. Would the Lord give you the burden? Would the Lord give you the opportunity at least to hand them a tract, to leave something with them? Maybe the Lord would burden you to hand them a tract, to at least leave something for them to read that they could take with them. It's possible that you would not see any instant reaction. It's possible that you may not see any immediate result of handing them the tract or of speaking to them, but you are sowing a seed. And you never know what the Lord could do to bring that word back to them, that whenever they come to a point in their life, they face some difficulty or some problem, they will know who to turn to. They will know who to contact. Today, with the communication the way it is, with Facebook and email and text messaging, it's so easy for people to stay in contact. If you sow a seed, you never know what the Lord could do, and that person may reach out to you. Maybe not today or tomorrow, but maybe next semester. So, brothers and sisters, we hope that in whatever time you have remaining, it could be a couple of weeks, it could be a month, you may have many opportunities. At the end of the school year, there are usually many gatherings. People come together to celebrate graduation. You may have many opportunities to sow a seed here, sow a seed there. And you never know what may come of it. Everyone who is graduating from high school is actually, on one hand, facing a time of a bright future, a new beginning. But on the other hand, they're facing a time of uncertainty. There are changes, in some cases, big changes in people's lives. And when they pass through that, you never know that at a certain time, even at the end of the summer or the beginning of next semester, they may come to a point where they sense some need and they may remember the track that you gave them or the word that you spoke to them. But you also may find that there are people who are open that you never dreamed they would be open. So we do hope that, again, you would take every opportunity to sow some seeds in the gospel. Even we would encourage you within this month that you could have a gospel meeting. Maybe the young people in your place would be burdened to come together, fellowship with the serving ones, and encourage the serving ones to call a gospel meeting so that you would have the opportunity to bring your friends to hear the gospel before the semester is finished. We do hope that you could redeem the time. You would not let these opportunities slip by because you may never have them again, not with these particular people. Again, we pray that you would pray, that you would go to the Lord and even name the names of your friends before the Lord. Say the names of those acquaintances, friends, classmates. I believe there are some that you have prayed for in the past, and either you never got the opportunity to say something, or when the opportunity came, you let it go, or even you did speak to them in the past, but they may have rejected. Oh, brothers and sisters, pray for them and see if the Lord would give you one more opportunity to say something to them about the Lord. In Romans, it says that we are debtors of the gospel. We owe people the gospel. And actually, we are the Lord's ambassadors. The Lord has scattered us in so many different places throughout the country, throughout North America, in different schools, different neighborhoods. You have a specific a realm of friends, a specific sphere of friends that no one else has. You have a divinely ordained sphere of contact. Only you have that set of friends that you have. And the Lord placed you there for his gospel, to be his ambassador, to be his representative. Oh, we do encourage you, brothers and sisters, that you would go to the Lord. There's still time. There's still a few weeks left. Would you go to the Lord and pray, Lord, give me one fruit. Lord, give me the opportunity to share the gospel at least to one more person this semester. We do hope that you will take this charge seriously and maybe come together with your companions and pray for one another's burdens. Maybe the Lord would burden you to have a gospel time, to have a gospel meeting, whether it's a smaller meeting, larger meeting, to come to bring together your friends to share the gospel. We do hope that you would redeem the time. There is no better time than right now. And again, we hope that no one would say, oh, in 4 months, when I get a new start at my new school or next semester. The best time is right now. Brothers and sisters, this age is coming to an end. The Lord wants to accomplish his purpose to build the body, to produce the bride, and end the age. And he needs a group of young people who would rise up to give themselves to him to turn this age. And we believe that the Lord has put you where you are in your school for this very purpose, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, that the end may come. So, brothers and sisters, we hope again you would take this opportunity for the gospel. Pray for one or two friends. Actually, the Lord may burden some of you to pray for all your friends, and to that you would be sure that every one of them received a gospel tract before the school year is out. May the Lord lead you. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord do something and in this semester, even this month, for his own purpose, to gain more young people from this generation that would rise up, that he could gain them, and that they could turn the age. Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of our life. We hope that you would not withhold this opportunity from your friends, from the ones whom the Lord has put around you. So we pray that the Lord would speak this burden in your heart and that you would go to the Lord with this burden. O Lord, we pray that your gospel would go out to the young people all over North America. O Lord, we pray that you would have your way in these coming weeks. Lord, we pray that many would turn their hearts to you and that you could gain them for your purpose. O Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. We love you. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.